Yes, please. God's Plan, 5FM. We're celebrating Youth Month here at the SABC and, of course, on 5FM. And we're getting to know some new friends, Dylan and Abed, these clever guys from Tutor.me. And if you just joined us, we're chatting to them. They developed an app that brings students, learners, and tutors together. And it's just, it's exploded. You guys are like rock stars. So cool. Who would have thought a quick trip to Silicon Valley would have landed you here? So I can ask you some, like, just sort of in-depth questions about the money side of it. Because,
sure.
I mean, I listen to interviews all the time and I'm always like, yeah, but how are they making money? How are they making cash? You know, either, is there a subscription fee? You know, how does the business pocket the money? How much do you pocket? Do the tutors get paid? Kind of, Ms. Cosmo touched on that a bit, really interesting. And again, because young people might be listening to this and you could inspire another business and they go, hey, I could make some cash doing something cool, just like you guys have, basically. Yeah.
So, you know, we follow the models of sort of international platforms such as Uber, Airbnb. We take a very small cut in terms of what the actual tutor rate is. We take 20% on every completed lesson. But I think it's important to mention that we've also in the process have been able to raise a seed round, a Series A round from a listed company. And this has helped us rapidly expand our team. And just sort of, so for us, a focus is really not money at this stage. It's really just making sure that we're delivering quality education and are reaching as many people as we need to. So that's been a big help, but there is definitely a solid business model behind it.
And I always hate to sell money for this, but you were mentioning partners that have come on board and buying tickets and all sorts of things. You should really, just to give you an idea, if you're listening to this, of how like people, the industries across the board in the country have reacted to this.
So we've got a lot of corporate partnerships. So Investec is one of the guys that are our corporate partners. We work with Deloitte, we work with BDO, we work with quite a number of corporates that really just support the initiative and completely understand that education is really the answer to South Africa's issues.
The another question Sarishni brought up while Drake was banging on the radio was, what about people that don't have cash? And then you mentioned the Mobi app, but there was also a question about that on WhatsApp. Check it out. To the WhatsApps on 0825505151.